It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's shaking, Red Nation? This is your boy, Jeremy Brenner, here with another episode of the Kiss of Death podcast, some of all things Houston Rockets at the Fan First Sports Network. Tonight, we're talking Spurs versus Rockets, talking a little bit about the game, but mostly about what this rivalry could mean in the years to come now that we are in the Wembanyama era. So I'm recording this. A little bit different change of plans for us today. Obviously, Mike is out of town, and I am here watching the game, watching the first half. But some stuff came up for later this evening for me, and I cannot record post-game, but I did want to give you guys something. So found some time at halftime to start recording this episode. And I want to focus mainly on the rivalry that could brew between these two teams once again. As we know, the Rockets and Spurs have quite the history with one another dating back, you know, decades, namely, you know, in the middle of the 90s when David Robinson and Hakeem Olajuwon faced off in the Western Conference Finals. And then in the 2000s, we had some battles in there as well. And obviously a lot of regular season contests. And we also have, as recent as 2017, the rematch in the playoffs where the Rockets were unable to beat the Spurs. It was a six-game series. So, we've got a history with the Spurs, and it looks like another chapter in history could be opened up with Victor Wembanyama now leading the way for the Spurs and the Rockets having their core with Jalen Green and Jabari Smith and Amen Thompson, the number four pick in this draft. And speaking of the draft, that's kind of where this whole thing starts with this Wemby versus Rockets thing. So for those who may have forgotten or don't know, you know, there was a moment during the draft, there was a camera on Victor Wembanyama. It was, you know, the lottery was the Wemby sweepstakes. You know, we in Houston wanted him as well. And there was a camera on him for the final four picks reaction. The final four picks was Houston, Portland, Charlotte, and San Antonio. And you could tell once Houston was announced as the number four pick, Victor Wembanyama's face kind of like lit up. He was definitely excited that he was not going to be going to the Rockets. And we don't know exactly for sure if he was like just excited that he wasn't going to the Rockets or because he really wanted to go to San Antonio, because it did come out after the fact that, you know, San Antonio was his preferred destination. And like, if he had to choose, that's exactly how it would go. And yeah, you know, he's built a relationship with Tony Parker. He grew up watching the Spurs, rooting for the Spurs. So yeah, it kind of makes sense that we can't confirm that Victor Wembanyama is a definite Rockets hater. Like, we can't say that, but we will be seeing a lot of Victor Wembanyama in the years to come. So we should probably get familiar with him. In this first half, You know, he didn't play on Monday, so this is the first – this game on Wednesday is the first real test they've had against Wembanyama. And in this first half that we saw, 15 minutes for Vic, no points. He was 0 for 5 from the field, but got all seven of his points from the free throw line. And the Spurs jumped out to a big lead, 17-1 run, and a lot of energy in that building. Devin Vassell was also a huge part of it. Went 8 of 12 from the floor in that first half, 5 of 8 from 3, to the tune of 25 first half points. Not strong defense from the Rockets in that first half, especially on Vassell, who didn't play in Monday's game either. Trey Jones also missed that game on Monday. He came in 10 minutes off the bench, 2 points for him. And for tonight, like the Rockets, like with Jalen Green out, Tari Eason out, you know, Şengün in foul trouble early on, you know, like this game, there's not a whole lot to take away from this actual game. So I don't feel too bad about not really talking much about the game and, you know, more about, you know, what this rivalry could mean in the years to come. But yeah, the thing is about the Rockets and what sets them up really nicely is that Jabari Smith is a real strong defender for Victor Wembanyama, right? Like he is he's built very similarly. I mean, he's not 7'4", but he's 6'10", and he's lanky, and he's got a huge wingspan that can defend a player like Wembanyama, or at least contain him. And Wemby didn't make a shot in that first half, so Jabari had some strong defense on Wemby in that first half, and that's going to be like a really big key for Houston when they have these games against San Antonio. Like, can Jabari Smith contain Wemby? And those two guys, and who knows exactly what Jabari's role is going to be with the Rockets. Like, with the Spurs, they have a little bit of a different, you know, mindset, right? Like, Wemby is their guy, and Wemby is definitely their guy. Like, there's no one that is going to challenge that. Wemby is far and away their best player that they will ever draft. They're not getting anyone better than that. It's Wemby or bust for San Antonio. The Rockets are in a bit of a different boat, and it's a good thing and a bad thing. The good thing about it is that they can go in a number of different directions with this team. They can, you know, it could be Jabari Smith, who's the best player. It could be Amen Thompson, who's the best player. It could be Jalen Green. It could be a combination of those three. It could be Şengün. It could be real, like, the Rockets don't know exactly how they are going to get to the top, right? That being said, the ceiling is not as high. But it also depends on what the Spurs do around Victor Wembanyama. And they have a really big lineup. They started tonight with five guys that are all 6'5 and taller. Devin Vassell was the smallest of the five, and he's 6'5. Jeremy Sochan, their number 9 overall pick from last year's draft, he's 6'8. They had him at like the point forward spot, if you will. Keldon Johnson, 6'5 as well. And then the thing with Wemby, like, many are classifying him as a center, but he's not. He's actually more of a power forward. And the Spurs are also playing Zach Collins alongside him, who stands 6'11. And what that allows the Spurs to do, it allows them to have Vic on the perimeter. And he doesn't necessarily have to be on the low block for all of the plays. And that opens up their whole offense. And that is going to be really critical. You know, like, the way that I look at Vic, like, he's got shades of Kevin Durant and shades of Giannis. Like, he can go and pull up, kind of like how Kevin Durant does. And he can also drive in the lane and bully you like Giannis can. And that is a skill set combination that you can really only create on 2K. Like, seriously, it really is like a video game player. It's like a My Career. Like, it really feels like that, except he plays for the San Antonio Spurs. Of course he does. But there is a way around it, and Jabari Smith is going to have to play a key role in these potential Spurs matchups that will surface throughout the next several years. Jabari Smith, and he is about as good of a player as you could want to get a guy like that. Now, it's going to be it's going to depend on who the Spurs surround Wembanyama with. And it's probably not going to be, when they're good again, it's not going to be most of the roster that's currently there. It's just, you know, the roster that they have now is not built for contention. But there are some key pieces. Sochan is probably the number one player that will be there when they're good again. Devin Vassell just signed an extension. He is a big part of the Spurs' future as well. Keldon Johnson could be, but this year is going to be key in terms of, you know, whether or not he'll end up there. But he's got a good chance as well. So, like, those three around Wemby is a strong foundation for a team. And it's, and the goal ultimately is to ensure that, like, Wemby is not your only threat. Like, you're not a one-dimensional team. And the thing is, like, tonight they proved that, at least in this first half, with Devin Vassell making 5 threes in that first half, 25 points. You know, he can be a problem. And the same goes, you know, for Sochan. I think that he presents some matchup problems. But another good thing is that the Rockets have Amen Thompson. And Amen Thompson is also very similar to Sochan in the fact that he's a 6'7" guard or combo, you know, combo guard. And he can run the point. Obviously, Amen Thompson has more experience running the point. And we didn't see a whole lot of, you know, Sochan at the point guard spot last year. He only played, he was injured a lot last year. Only played in 56 games out of 82. So we really have, like, this this blank canvas for Jeremy Sochan as well, that the Rockets are going to have to find a way to contain when they do go up against him. So, yeah, I think with this team that the Spurs have building, like, you're starting to see it, but at the end of the day, no one is more important than Victor Wembanyama, and they will build around him, no questions asked. With the Rockets, they have pieces that can line up with them. And the goal here, and that is a good thing for the Rockets. I don't think there are very many teams that are built in, like, towards the future that are built to take on this Spurs team. Now, granted, you know, years, like, we still have several years before, like, this becomes a legitimate playoff matchup. But I do think that Victor Wembanyama will play the Rockets in the playoffs at some point in his career. I really do think so. And if that doesn't happen, then something has gone categorically wrong on either side. And I hate to say it, but it would be, it's more likely that Houston doesn't end up facing the Spurs versus Wemby not, you know, doing something in the playoffs. Now, granted, you know, the Rockets and the Spurs were big playoff. They were always in the playoffs, you know, throughout the 2000s, the 2010s, they, you know, the Rockets had that little lull where they were kind of the 9th or 10th best team in the West, but they were still decent. But even in the 2010s, they only faced off one time. So, you know, maybe there is a chance that, you know, they kind of miss each other every year, but the longer it goes on, the less likely chance they'll have of dodging each other. I really do think that these two teams are going to build quite the rivalry in the NBA. First, fueled by what Victor Wembanyama said and did on draft lottery night, number one. Number two, the geographic locations of the two teams. It's inevitable that these two teams are going to not like each other one way or the other. And there is, just because of that, you want bragging rights for the state of Texas. And just, you know, we're on very similar paths at the moment. You know, we're working to reclaim the glory moments for our franchises. And I think, you know, Houston's a little bit further along because they've been rebuilding for longer. But San Antonio has the best player out of the two so far. And I'm curious to see how the Rockets can react to it. They seem to have done a decent job in this first showing, you know, limiting Wemby to no field goals in that first half. I'm watching the second half now on my screen. And Wemby made his first shot early in that third quarter, but he's now 1 of 8. It was a 3-pointer. So, like, yeah, it's still not a good shooting night for Wemby. And the Rockets can maybe hold their head up high on that, but they got to defend. They can't just focus on Wemby, right? Like, the Spurs, every team can hoop. And it's not just one it's not just one player, you know, for any of these teams. And that's another thing, too, that the Rockets need to focus on is it's not just Victor Wembanyama that we're playing. We're playing the San Antonio Spurs that just so happen to have Wemby. So, yeah, it should be fun to see these two teams play in the regular season. The Rockets play the Spurs in the regular season. Let me double check right here. They've got them on the second night of the season, October 27th, of course, at San Antonio. Then they're in Houston on December 11th. And then they play one more time late in mid-March at San Antonio. So it's only three games this they play March 5th, and then they play March 12th. March 5th in Houston, March 12th in San Antonio. So, yeah, four games for the Rockets and Spurs this season, and they'll have a chance to battle it out when the games count. I think this is a good place to park the rocket ship for tonight. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this episode. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at RocketsFFSN. And if you'd like to follow my personal Twitter, you can do so at Jeremy Brenner, JeremyBrenner. We'll be back again on Friday for another episode where we recap Rockets versus Heat. And until next time, go Rockets.